Welcome to the Rapid Learning Audio Tutorial Series, Chemical Bonding Theories. This tutorial will introduce you to four types of bonding and the properties associated with those bond types, to the valence bond theory, hybridization of orbitals, and the concept of sigma and pi bonds. Chemistry studies matter. One type of matter is a compound. Four types of bonding are present in compounds: ionic, covalent, polar covalent, and metallic. Compounds use the valence bond theory, which for polyatomic compounds includes hybridization. What are the types of chemical bonds? An ionic bond is formed between two ions. Metals form cations, positively charged, and nonmetals form anions, negatively charged. An ionic bond is the result of the attraction between the positive and negative charges of the ions, which result from the transfer of electrons. A covalent bond is between nonmetals. Rather than transferring electrons to form ions, electrons are shared between two atoms. A polar covalent bond is between two nonmetals that share electrons unevenly. Electrons are closer to one atom than they are to the other. A metallic bond is when metal atoms join together and pool their electrons into a large network that are free to move and flow throughout the network. The four different bond types have different properties depending on what the electrons are doing. Ionic bonds transfer electrons from a metal to a nonmetal. This creates compounds with high melting points that are brittle and often dissolve in water, and that can conduct electricity when dissolved in water. Covalent compounds are between two nonmetals, and the nonmetals share electrons evenly. This forms compounds with low melting points. The compounds do not often dissolve in water, and if they do dissolve, they do not conduct electricity. Polar covalent compounds form when two nonmetals share electrons unevenly. These compounds have medium melting points. Some of them do dissolve in water, but if they do dissolve, they do not conduct electricity. Metallic compounds are when metals share their electrons in a large pool. This results in soft metals that conduct heat and electricity, but do not dissolve in water. How is bond polarity determined? A polar bond is an uneven sharing of electrons due to differences in electronegativity. Electronegativity is the pull an atom has for electrons it's sharing in a bond. For example, in CO2, oxygen is more electronegative than carbon. The oxygen will pull on the electrons harder. The electrons will move closer to the oxygen atoms. This will result in the carbon atom feeling a slight positive charge and the oxygen atoms feeling a slight negative charge. In general, electronegativity increases from left to right across the periodic table and decreases from top to bottom down a group. Here are eight common elements and their electronegativities for easy reference. Hydrogen is 2.1. Carbon is 2.5. Nitrogen is 3.0. Oxygen, 3.5. Fluorine, 4.0. Sulfur, 2.5. Chlorine, 3.0. And bromine, 2.8. How do you determine a polar bond? First, look up the electronegativities for the atoms. Second, determine the absolute value of the difference in the electronegativities. If the difference is between 0 and 0.4, it's a nonpolar covalent bond. If it's between 0.5 and 1.4, it's a polar covalent bond. If it's greater than 1.4, then the electrons are shared so unevenly that they are completely transferred and an ionic bond is formed. If there is a polar bond, indicate it with an arrow being drawn toward the more electronegative element with a cross on the tail of the electronegative element side of the arrow. For example, determine if carbon-hydrogen is a polar bond. Carbon has an electronegativity of 2.5. Hydrogen is 2.1. The the absolute value of the difference is 0.4. This results in a nonpolar bond. Determine the polarity of carbon-nitrogen bond. Carbon has an electronegativity of 2.5. Nitrogen is 3.0. The absolute value of the difference is 0.5. This is a polar bond. The arrow is drawn pointing towards the nitrogen with a cross to make a plus sign on the side with the carbon. A polar molecule is one in which the polar bonds do not cancel out, and the molecule overall has a partial positive and partial negative area. For example, carbon dioxide has two polar bonds, however they point in exactly opposite directions. They cancel out. Therefore, carbon dioxide is a nonpolar molecule, even though it has polar bonds. Water has two polar bonds as well. However, they do not cancel out. They point up towards each other at an angle. This results in water being a polar molecule. There is a partial positive area and a partial negative area. When determining if an overall molecule is polar or not, it's important that the molecule is drawn as it exists in three dimensions. For example, if water is drawn in a straight line, it will appear that the polar bonds cancel out. However, if water is drawn in the correct bent structure, then the polar bonds will not cancel out. This will be covered more in a future tutorial. How do you determine the type of bond? Compounds containing a metal and a nonmetal form ionic bonding. Those containing nonmetals only, with an electronegativity difference of 0.4 or below, have covalent bonding. Those with an electronegativity difference of 0.5 to 1.4 have polar covalent bonding. Those containing metals only have metallic bonding. For example, determine the bond type for K and O. This is a metal and a nonmetal. It's ionic bonding. Determine the bond type for carbon, oxygen. These are two nonmetals, and the absolute value of the difference in their electronegativities is 1.0. This is a polar covalent bond. Determine the bond type of carbon, sulfur. This is two nonmetals, and their absolute difference of their electronegativities is 0. This is a covalent bond. What are isomers and resonance? An isomer is two molecules with the same chemical formula, same number of atoms of each type, but a different bonding structure. For example, when two chlorine atoms are bonded in a molecule with three carbons, if the two chlorines are both on the same carbon, this is an isomer for the compound where the two chlorines are on different carbon atoms. However, if the two chlorines are still on the same carbon atom, but just drawn in a different location on that same carbon atom, they are not isomers. They are identical molecules. Resonance is the average of two or more structures which differ only in the position of electrons, meaning resonance is when a double bond can be drawn in more than one place. For example, the nitrate polyatomic ion NO3 has a structure that can be drawn with a double bond in each of the positions between nitrogen and oxygen. The compound does not actually flip back and forth, and it doesn't choose one of the three structures. Instead, it's an average, a combination of all three at the same time. What is valence bond theory? The valence bond theory says that bonds are formed from the overlap of atomic orbitals. This means that when you have two hydrogen atoms, each with a 1s, when they move close enough together that those 1s orbitals overlap, they have formed a valence bond. What are sigma and pi bonds? A sigma bond is the first bond formed between two atoms. A pi bond is the bond formed second or third between two atoms. It's formed from the parallel overlap of p orbitals, as opposed to the sigma bond, which is formed from head-on overlap. How do you determine the number of sigma and pi bonds in a molecule? First, each first bond between two atoms is the sigma bond. To count the pi bonds, all second and third bonds between the two atoms count as pi bonds. The valence bond theory works well for compounds containing two atoms of the same element, such as H2 and O2. However, it's not adequate when discussing compounds with more than one type of atom, such as CH4. The next section will show you why this theory is not adequate and present an alternative theory. Hybridization. A carbon atom has two electrons in the s orbital and two electrons in two different p orbitals. S electrons have lower energy than p electrons. If the carbon bonded with two s's and two p's, the four bonds would have different energies. But they don't. There's no observable difference between the four bond energies. Therefore, there must be another explanation for how electron orbitals bond together. This explanation is called hybridization. Hybrid orbitals are when the orbitals in the atom involved in sigma bonds hybridize into equal energy orbitals to form the bonds. Pi bonds are still formed between p orbitals, not hybrid orbitals. Hybrid orbitals form sigma bonds, the first bond between atoms. One s and one p orbital can hybridize to form two sp hybrid orbitals. There would also be two p orbitals left over that did not hybridize and could pi bond. One s and two p atomic orbitals can hybridize to form three sp hybrid orbitals. There would be one p orbital left over that did not hybridize. One s and 3p atomic orbitals can hybridize to form 4sp3 hybrid orbitals. They would each have the same energy level. There would be no p orbitals left over in this case to pi bond. Sp hybridization can form two sigma bonds. This would involve the hybridization of 1s and 1p atomic orbital. SP2 hybridization is capable of three sigma bonds. This would involve 1s and 2p orbitals. SP3 hybridization allows four sigma bonds and requires the hybridization of 1s and 3p orbitals. Elements that contain d orbitals can have hybrids including d's, such as SP3d, SP3d2, and so on. How might you see this content on the EAP exam? Common bonding theory questions include determining the hybridization of an atom in a molecule, listing molecules in order of bond angle, length, or strength, drawing isomers or resonance structures, and explaining properties based on bonding theory. Bonding theory content is often combined with Lewis structure and Vesper theory. These topics will be covered in a future tutorial. Here's an example of a multiple choice question. Given the following compounds, A, CO2, B, H2O, C, HNO, D, HCN, and E, NaCl. Question 1. Which has the greatest ionic character? NaCl is a metal and a nonmetal. These form ionic bonds. Question 2. Which has the shortest bond length? Triple bonds are shorter than doubles, which are shorter than singles. The only molecule in that list with a triple bond is HCN. Question 3. Which has sp2 hybridization? sp2 hybridization is present with ax3 or ax2e structures. The correct answer is C, HNO. HNO has N with a single bond to H, a double bond to O, and one lone pair. Here's an example of a free response question. Magnesium solid conducts electricity, while sulfur solid does not. Explain this observation. Make sure that whenever you're asked to explain, you actually explain the phenomenon rather than just restating the question. Magnesium is metal. the atoms are bonded together with a pool of electrons, which are free to move throughout. The free-moving electrons can conduct electricity. Sulfur is a nonmetal. The atoms are covalently bonded together. The electrons are not free to move. Therefore, they cannot conduct electricity. In summary, the type of bond can be determined from the atoms involved, and each type has common properties. The valence bond theory uses the overlap of atomic orbitals for diatomic compounds and hybridization for polyatomic compounds. The first bond between two atoms is a sigma bond. Each additional bond is a pi bond. Congratulations! You've successfully completed the tutorial on chemical bonding theories. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, please visit www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.